League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
They're back. Bend the knee. Unless you want to experience the full destructive power of this battle station. Astro Steel.
Sparkle.
Oh. Astronomical.
Sparkle.
Astro's Law.
I forgot the other ones.
We're trying to think up a new slogan to get pumped in the midst of an Astros segment. But we're feeling great. This weekend, the Chicago White Sox are in town. I'm really excited to see Spencer Arrighetti on the hill tonight. Garrett Crochet's for Chicago tonight, right?
Correct.
Actual pitching duel at Minute Maid Park. With the way Arrighetti's been pitching of late.
You got an ace and a guy and a quitter on the mound tonight.
Whoa, a quitter?
I mean, this guy, I still cannot believe he said he wouldn't pitch in the playoffs without a new contract if he was traded.
I mean, Josh Hader kind of said the same thing.
Josh Hader said he wouldn't pitch two innings.
Yeah.
He still pitched in save situations.
Said, hey, San Diego, one inning only until you pay me.
Like, could you imagine, like, Garrett Crochet gets traded to the Astros, and it's September 30th, and we're having to have a discussion on the air, like, well, Crochet hasn't got a contract
that's
yet. Is he going to pitch tomorrow?
You're putting that voodoo energy out here, man. It's hour three on a Friday. Listen, it's a road that we haven't gone down. It's a road we didn't explore, Joe. I get it. I'm with you. I think it's pretty lame, too.
He's a quitter, Spencer Arrighetti.
It's one of those things where I'm shocked that you wouldn't want to play for a better team more than anything. I mean, it's got to suck to be on a baseball team that's that bad.
Yeah, it's got to be awful to worry about getting stabbed when you leave the ballpark.
Well, I mean, they don't have to worry about that. That's the fans.
True.
If you don't have to worry about that if you're on the White Sox. I'm sure. Actually, I guess I'm not sure. I would think they'd have security to escort them into the parking lot.
Probably.
But that is, I think I saw someone from Barstool Sports chain himself to the statue outside of U.S. Cellular, and it seemed a little dicey, and I think he was getting a little bit nervous.
Yeah, it's a very, like, not safe, it's like the part of Chicago that's actually not safe. It's where their ballpark.
Just bring an AK-47. You'll be fine. Although those are illegal. AR-15? Yeah,
they get it from Gary, Indiana. They'll be fine.
Gary,
I think Garrett Crochet was trying to get a deal. I think that's what it was. Because looking at his numbers, this is his first year starting, and he's like a good starter. I think it's a little bit of, like we talked about with Ronel Blanco, where you don't want his pitch count to go up too high. And he kind of turns back into a pumpkin like we saw with France last year, like Blanco this year. I think that's what Crochet, I'm hip to your game. One-time All-Star this year, Garrett Crochet. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to lock in big money.
We have a nominee for an Astros slogan. This has distracted me.
Oh, God.
No. Vito, you can say it.
Why can I say it, Joe?
I want the Twitch to clip this one. Twitchers, listen.
Yeah, I don't care.
Clip.
Listen,
it made
that New York show get big.
You're right.
New York show get big. Astros, get in my ass! We're saying that because of this clip, Sean. Let's hear what was said about Aaron Rodgers on WFAN by BT, just for context's sake.
Get in my ass.
I already deleted, or I didn't delete it. I just closed out
the full segment.
Yeah, I just we grabbed just the need, 2 second drop.
We just need that part.
Get in my ass.
I don't think that we're gonna use that one for the Astros, but
don't think it's gonna, you know. Sparkle's definitely in front of it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Astros Sparkle.
That's probably, we had to start saying it like that if we're gonna do it. We both said it more, Sean and I both said it more serious.
It's time to put some respect, though, to be serious, on the Houston Astros. Listen, I'm not the biggest Pantera fan. If you've listened to me long enough, you'll know that I find this song infuriating. But like I do with many things that I hate at first, and I hated this song once to a point where when it came on at the Down the Street bar in Washington, when it came on, I said, who the bleep put this on? And the person threatened to fight me. I'm not kidding. This actually happened. Pantera's song Walk does have a part in it where now it's starting to grow on me, because I want to go up to fans of the other 29 teams in baseball and just yell this in their face.
Breathe. Sweat. Walk. What did you say? Breathe. Sweat. Walk.
Like a Batman. Now, I don't really like that song, but again, it's starting to grow on me. And if I can ironically adopt something, generally, like the word bro, it just becomes part of my vernacular.
You're just going to start like doing metal music?
Randomly? Yeah. And you know what? Me and the Pantera fans who listen, we can finally come to an agreement on something.
You think that's the only thing you can agree on?
I don't like that kind of metal. I don't. Because I feel like a lot of people, you listen to it and you want people to think you're tough while you're listening to it.
I mean, we probably can't be pro-Pantera.
Why not?
They're from Arlington.
True.
Oh, also, I think...
But can't we claim them as Texas like we do, like some people here in Houston with the Rangers?
No, they can.
I think their lead singer also has some beliefs that aren't great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
what kind of beliefs?
Some race ideas that he has.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people need to put some respect on the Astros. I never knew where put respect on my name came from. I guess it's from Birdman with Charlemagne the God, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Here's a clip of that.
When my name come up, respect it.
Let's go.
Stop playing with my name. Put some respect on my name. You understand me? When y'all saying my name, put some respect on it. Stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.
I'm wondering what they were doing where he felt like they weren't putting respect on his name.
Yeah, he must have just been talking about music or something that they
I think it was the contentious radio interview kind of thing. Like a Jim Rome, Chris Everett type of thing.
Great moment.
Jim Everett. He called him Chris Everett.
That's the sad thing, is that clip is so damn memorable because of Jim Rome calling him Chris, that I truly think it's Chris Everett whenever I think of Jim Everett, a quarterback I never watched play.
I do too. The only thing I can't figure out still if it was a bit or not.
It definitely wasn't a bit.
But like I heard they're like friends now. So, or they were friends quickly after.
I hope it's not a bit.
I would be really disappointed if that was a bit. Like you told him ahead of time. Like
he had to do that.
That is good. Hall of Fame moment in sports media, of sports media trolling specifically.
Also,
to do it to his face.
I prefer the edited version where people puts in a fake Jim Rome scream at the end of it.
Arugula.
So he's just like, Chris, no, Jim, no.
Wait, what?
It's not real.
What was that?
There's like one where you hear Jim Rome saying, Chris, stop.
Oh.
But it's fake.
Oh.
It's very, very funny.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Interesting.
Poor Marine clipped it. Should we start posting that on the Astros, what you said?
Yeah, put it on Astros Reddit just without any context. Just put it out there. You think I care about this stuff? I don't. It's when people get mad about. It's when people talk trash about my popcorn ceiling on my live stream. That's when I get mad. That's when I get mad. Or they say my interior decoration skills aren't the best. It's happened once, and I remember I just got really mad about it. I was like, "F you! I own this."
When my name come up, respect it.
Put some respect on my condo. Two bedrooms, like two how baths.
Mad? Like on a scale of like 1 to 10.
What?
How mad were you when they started talking about your popcorn?
Joe, you know me. I get mad at the stupidest stuff.
But this might take the cake.
Was like, it ruin your night, man?
Yeah, I was like,
oh man, I live in the house with a popcorn ceiling, which I could scrape off by myself if I wasn't lazy.
That's a lot.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. How high are the Astros in most of these power rankings after they sweep the White Sox? Top seven?
Man, I don't know if they're going to be top 10. If people are still putting them at 14 and people are still putting them at 11, and we touched on this earlier in the show where the really only national analyst who seems to be pumping their tires is Mark DeRosa. I think The Athletic had them as 14th. I think ESPN had them as 11th. It feels like there's a lot of teams in the National League that are getting more respect than the Astros. And for whatever you think about the Astros and all the injuries that they're dealing with this year, I don't see how you can't, just based off of the track record, automatically be putting them in the top 10. And sure, who cares about baseball power rankings ever, let alone now in mid-August? But I don't know. Put some respect on their name. With the way they've been playing of late, and with the way that they've been playing since April 27th, they have the best record in baseball. I mean, doesn't that qualify as top 10? Or is the first month of the year still being held against them?
Yeah,
that was years ago. It feels like
it was. I mean, baseball's such a long season. Like you get out of it, but people do oftentimes like they want to remember what the beginning of the season was, whether in a good or a bad way. I always look to Vegas, you know, for also as a good indicator. Right now, the Astros have the fifth best odds in baseball to win the World Series.
Okay.
So it's the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Phillies, the Orioles, and then the Astros. And I guess they're tied with the Guardians.
Guardians.
So
that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Being tied with the Guardians.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree.
Stupid name.
That, too.
Because they have statues on a bridge.
But the statues aren't even incorporated into the logo.
I know.
Yeah, they...
Their logo's a G. What? You're from Cleveland. Make it a C, you dumbasses.
And their uniforms and stuff are still just the Indian uniforms, just with Guardians on it.
This is, you know, I just started rewatching Friday Night Lights last night, and this drove me crazy that the Dillon Panthers, the logo on the side of their helmet was P for Panthers.
Yeah.
What? Like, it makes sense for the Odessa Permian Panthers to have a P on the side because they're Permian.
Yes.
It's the high school. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Screw the Guardians.
It should be the town's logo.
Yeah. It should be a C. Your baseball cap is supposed to be a letter for the city that it's in. That's how they're all done.
We do have major Astros news. Not really.
Oh, okay.
Oh man. We'll talk about it next.
They repainted the batter's eye. Again.
Wait, again?
They made it darker.
But it was fine, wasn't it?
Apparently not. They've painted it again and made the batter's eye darker.
Remember when that was an excuse yes. for their offensive struggles last year? And now this year?
Ago.
Yeah, and this year, like, not an issue at all?
Well, but apparently it was because they made it darker. They had to, you know, they had to just help out a little bit more at home. Batter's eye. You know what? Credit to the Astros players for not complaining to the media.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I'm not going to lie. I'm a little concerned about this. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, don't change anything.
Things were going fine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the last couple of games where the Astros against the Rays, things weren't going great. Maybe they couldn't pick up the ball in the Rays tank in center field.
Yeah, they should – whatever color the Fenway Park one is, that's what the color it should be. Because they had no problem hitting at Fenway Park.
I mean, I think the part they painted is green. So maybe they did paint it like – green monster, green. So, you know, they made it darker. Astros back.
I can't believe you sold that as new Astros news.
I like it. I actually like it.
I thought it was on brand for this show.
I got so excited and worried at the same time.
Yeah, that could be Verlander, Tucker, Graveman, McCullers, Garcia.
You were random person. Getting
Ken Murphy. He sucked last night.
You were doing a good job with it, and then you submarined your own delivery.
I was really worried. I didn't.
Don't be worried. Just do it.
I didn't want to like be like, hey, we're going to have a whole segment on this next.
No. I honestly, that would have been really funny if we just built it up and it was super disappointing. See, this is the thing.
We're still learning.
We continue to talk about Northeastern sports radio, and they're obsessed with teases in the Northeast to the point where it's stupid. I mean, it is. I get it. We got commercials. We got people who are paying the bills for us, and we do want people to listen to those commercials. No doubt about it. But the Northeast makes it seem like what you do for a tease is more important than the actual content of your segment. And I know like the Texans flagship in particular. I mean, they really love that stuff. And sometimes the teases are just so absolutely ridiculous that pay it off with something stupid on the other side. To me, I enjoy it.
Okay.
So, long way of saying,
note.
Do it again. And if it ends up being a complete dud on the other side, especially this time of year, I'm all for it.
All right.
I will act indignant, but on the inside, I'll actually be laughing and smiling.
We'll keep mental.
Sean, trying to kill our vibes.
Yeah, Sean.
Trying to kill the fun.
Come on, Sean.
Yeah.
Next, who's tight end one for the Texans?
That's Sean. We got Joe. We got a me. It's Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What do you want to see in tomorrow's preseason game from the Houston Texans? And we do have to determine what the final Astros slogan will be going forward that we do a la Texan Swarm. Stick around, Gallant and George.
OAthletic.com, 767 North Shepherd in the Heights is where you find OAthletic. This is the gym I've been going to for the last couple months here and looking forward to trying to continue to lose some more weight in 2024. That's why I go. If you want to go for a different reason, you want to put on muscle, you want to lean out, whatever your goals are in 2024 and beyond, OAthletic is the gym for you. They offer over 100 classes per week from agility training, weight training. If you want to dive into trying to do boxing or Brazilian jiu-jitsu, you can do that as well. They have different levels for those classes. So if you are a first timer and you want to participate in that, you can. You're not going to be overmatched or being asked to do things that are, you know, you're not quite qualified to do. So you can check all those out online, OAthletic.com. Check them out, 767 North Shepherd in the Heights, and tell them Joe George sent you by.
Loaded and ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Paul and Joe inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Now, Joe could have broken this as Astros news. It would have been equally as underwhelming given the way that you set it up. But I do respect the way that you set it up. Who doesn't like a good tease or two? Mm. But the Astros are calling up Shea Whitcomb per Ari Alexander of KPRC. He's hitting .293 with 25 homers, 91 runs batted in, 26 stolen bases in 108 games with the Sugarland Space Cowboys. My big question is, does that mean Pedro Leon's going down? Who's going to replace? Because Pedro Leon did not have a very good debut in the majors, while Zach DiCenzo has actually looked decent enough, I think, to merit staying around.
Yeah, I could be, unless he's really just there for the vibes because he's buddies with the boys.
What do you mean?
Like Jordan Alvarez, like could have let Miss Diaz probably just be the guy getting cut?
Wait, hang on. He's buddies with the boys. Is
like he's good friends with Jordan Alvarez.
Shea Whitcomb?
No, I love Miss Diaz.
Oh.
Like, could have let him as Diaz. Like, is that why he's on this roster?
I didn't even know he's on the roster, to be honest.
I think he's still on the roster.
I didn't even know.
Interesting. They basically have, like, a wasted roster spot. So, Whitcomb could be his replacement. It wouldn't shock me if they sent down Pedro Leon after the slide mishap. Probably should get demoted for that.
Yeah?
I would say.
Damn, dude.
It's pretty embarrassing. He almost got thrown out.
I mean, it was rough. And combine that with the misplayed foul ball. I guess it was a fair ball because he played it so poorly. But the misplayed ball on the right field line in the Trop. I get the roof's there. It was a bad couple of moments for him where he didn't look like he belonged in the major leagues, let alone playing baseball. The Astros are playing very well right now. We're hoping that they can make the winning streak 9, that they can build on their 3-game lead in the American League West, and that they can get to a season high 11 games over 500. But everything's going well for them. And we're trying to think of a new thing to start some of our Astros conversations, especially when we're hyping them up. Because this show does a great job, I think, better than any show in the city, of hyping up our beloved Astros. So we have a couple of nominations, and I think this is now where we make the decision. You could do Astros Sparkle. You could do Astros Orbit. You could do Astronomical. You can do Astros Launch or Astros Steel. I don't know if there's any others that we missed along the way.
We got Bang.
Astros Bang. You know what?
That might.
I think that's it.
I think that's a late entry from the 713.
That's it. Because it reminds people about that.
Yeah.
And that we got away with it. Because the stealing makes it seem like what we were doing was a big deal and everybody in baseball was doing it. Yeah. No, it was a big deal because we were the only ones using a trash can. Economical.
Yeah.
Affordable.
Economical. Yeah, I like Bang. Bang really.
I like Astros
really
Bang.
At
like
the
bang.
Very end.
Bang! Like your Mike Breen.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
It's
Astros Bang!
It's such a great thing to yell, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it.
King of All Twitches is requesting She Bangs by Ricky Martin. Yeah, we'll play that before the end of the show, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know that one of the first CDs I ever got, this is going to explain so much to so many people, Ricky Martin.
Really?
Yeah, my mom. I love my mother. My mother does not have the best musical taste. She's obsessed with Madonna, so at least we'll give her that. But my mom once in our Nissan Quest, when she was driving us to St. Paul's Elementary School in Hingham, Massachusetts, had 6 CDs in the car. 5 of them were Madonna. Can you guess CD number 6? Smash Mouth. She bought the MC Hammer album.
Okay.
Non-ironically, my dad still gives her crap to me over this because they don't talk to each other anymore. And yeah, my mom got me 2 of the first CDs my mom got me were Willennium, which was Will Smith.
Okay.
And Ricky Martin, I forget which Ricky Martin CD. I got to go back in my box and find it. And then a couple of Creed albums.
I think my first CD, I think it was like a group of 3 when in like 2000, McDonald's at one point gave away like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and Britney Spears CDs with like Happy Meals.
That seems like they would have been giving away.
Like, maybe it wasn't the full
CD. Maybe a single?
Maybe it was like a single.
I bet they gave away like, now that's what I call Music 7, playing the best hits in American pop culture.
Yeah, I could see that.
I bet it was like a Now CD or something. Yeah. One of those compilations.
Exactly what it was. But there was like, I remember getting some like Backstreet Boys like CD from McDonald's.
Yeah, that sounds
good. And that's like one of like the first CDs I ever got.
That's awesome. All right, Texans preseason game number 3 is tomorrow afternoon, NRG Stadium, a NRG Stadium that is missing parts of the roof if you're going there tomorrow. Keep that in mind. It might be a miserable experience. What are you looking for tomorrow, Joe? I'm looking for the running game to work. I need the running game to work to feel better about this offense going into the year.
I'm really excited to see what the pass rush does again. Just like we know it's going to be good. I just can't wait to see how good. The pass rush is going to be.
Okay.
Just because the Giants offensive line is like, it's solid, but like everyone's hyping up Danny Dimes and his beard right now. Everyone's so excited.
The Giants offense sucks.
It's
terrible. The pass rush for the Texans at half strength, I think, should give them issues.
Oh, is Malik Nabers going to play tomorrow? I don't know if he's, I know he's been.
Would be fun to see Derek Stingley against him.
Yeah.
But the Giants offensively are so trash. I almost don't care about the defense versus the offense, to the point where I'm not even sure I want the defense out there. I want the defense to be rested up for next week's joint practices against the Rams.
Yeah.
Because the Rams offense, I respect.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants offense might be the worst in the league.
Yeah. That's what's hard about this game, too, is I wish they were facing a better team so you could see just a little bit more talent on both sides of the ball. I mean, like, now without Saquon there and now with Devin Singletary, I guess, being the lead running back for the Giants, this year. Like, this game doesn't excite me a ton. If Neighbors is playing just the way the reports are, is that he's just dominating camp and just against everyone he's faced, whether it's his team or another.
Right. But I'm intrigued. That with a lot of young receivers. I've seen that with Adonai Mitchell as well. With the Colts. Oh, whoa, he's doing these double moves. And I think it's against this poor, like, hapless cornerback who's probably one of the lower guys on the totem pole, probably going to be off the roster.
Yeah.
You got to see in the regular season. But to your point, okay. Let's see.
Like, if he's out there, does it look like? You know, but the run game is the most important. We know CJ and the offense is going to be good. Maybe can they be good? They didn't do much last week, to be fair. They really just had
just one drive, but
one play.
That one. You know what? You're right. It really was one play. Nice punt return and an intentional grounding call that should have been made. Yeah, that was really the only play that they actually moved the football at all.
Yeah, so maybe give me a better, you know,
more first downs. Drive. Yeah. Like a sustained drive.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see. But the run game is really where all that starts, because that's why they struggled to do so much last week, because the run game was trash.
Right, and it's been rough in training camp as well. He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean's behind the glass. It's Galana George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have decided it's going to be Astros bang going forward. Up next, if you got any thoughts on the Astros going into their weekend series against the White Sox, you can share them, but we're going to do something so that we get ratings. That's right. We're cheap whores here, and we do whatever we can to get people to stick around. Short of creating our own OnlyFans, it's Galan and George. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. You know, I have a question about some of these lyrics.
Yep.
She looks like a flower and stings like a bee, like every girl in history.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She might, you know.
Is that why Ricky Martin went the other way?
Ooh, maybe.
Every girl in history the same way?
There's a lot of songs we could do. There's a lot we can do with this now.
Yeah.
There's Bang Bang by Green Day. There's a bunch of songs we could mix and match with this.
Green Day got a little too into the anti-America stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going deeper into it these days.
I will say, the lead singer of Green Day, I saw him at a festival in Las Vegas back in 2021. He has not aged at all.
Really?
He did. Again, concert, so you're far back, but he looked exactly the same as he has.
I think we're the same height, too. He might be one of the shorts.
Hell yeah, there. Dude. Well, listen, I mean,
you know what? Look, Tyreek Hill said he made himself 5'7".
Right.
Short kings.
So that he could prove that he's the best player in the NFL, because he's doing it at 5'7". So there you go. The listeners want the William Hung version of Shebang. We could do that the last segment. We could definitely do that at garbage time. All right, guys, listen, we do this every single week because we know that people want to hear about the Dallas Cowboys. It's time to play with the boys.
I want me some glory hope.
Prescott, he starts to come and then he pulls out.
How about them Cowboys?
Congratulations to the Dallas Cowboys. They lead all NFL franchises and all sports franchises with a $10.32 billion valuation. Congratulations.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Good job, Jerry. $10 billion and haven't won a meaningful playoff game in like 20 years.
Haven't won a Super Bowl since 96. I don't think they've been to the NFC Championship game since 96 either. Yeah, I wonder if they'd think about raising a banner for this. Was there a moment where Jerry Jones thought to himself, I mean, this is worth bragging about. It is. It actually is.
It is. It for sure is to be worth that much money.
There's stadiums in a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
It is. I'm not kidding. Go to the stadium.
Oh, that's right.
It's actually attached to a Walmart parking lot. It's right across the street.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, $10 billion. I can't imagine they'll actually ever sell. At some point, there has to be like a number in mind, though, right? Like if you're Stephen Jones, you're like, hey, when dad's gone.
Yeah.
If this thing gets to $15 billion, am I out? Or when it gets to $20 billion, am I out?
Yeah, there is a certain point where the taxes are
like, there's got to be a number where you're just like, yeah, like let's move on this thing.
Maybe it's only $10 billion because of inflation. Thanks, Biden.
Mm. Very possible.
Anyway, continuing to play with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, we're in peak speak for your pizza season.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Greenberg, who apparently is going to be on NFL Sunday Countdown now, too.
Great.
Because we needed more Mike Greenberg in our lives. Why can't we do Laura Rutledge? Here's Mike Greenberg with a suggestion as to who the next Dallas Cowboys head coach could be.
The path that they're on.
Uh-oh.
Harry.
Uh-oh.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Uh-oh.
You know who gets paid a lot of money these days, too? College football players. The world has changed. That dynamic has changed a lot since he was at Jackson State, and even in the last year or two. I'm listening to him talking about Jerry Jones. I'm contemplating a world in which his son, Shedeur Sanders, is going to be one of the top draft picks, one of the top quarterbacks in the upcoming NFL draft. I'm envisioning a season in which Jerry Jones seems relatively satisfied to let Mike McCarthy have a one-and-done situation, to let Dak Prescott have a one-and-done situation. I'm picturing the ultimate marketer, the ultimate salesman, the ultimate drama, which is Jerry Jones, and I'm picturing him imagining Dion and Shedeur Sanders as his coach and quarterback next year.
I mean, I've brought this up before, so very original, Mike Greenberg. I was a year ahead of you.
You know what's so funny is I know you're going to probably just look at me in disgust as I say this. I opened a 2025 mock draft for next year.
Oh, yeah?
What?
And it had the Cowboys trading to the number one pick with the Carolina Panthers to take Shedeur Sanders. And I just, like, in my head, I'm like, you know what? Shedeur Sanders, number one pick, Dion.
Who wrote that?
It was DraftWire. I think it was Nate Davis, I think.
I'm writing that down.
Ban Nate Davis.
Alexa, what's Nate Davis's address?
I'm just kidding.
Going to leave a bag of poop on his front lawn, on his front door. You know, light it on fire. No? Yeah, I hate that we're doing that already, but some people are into the draft. I am not at all.
Dion as the Cowboys coach is very funny to me, though.
I would love that. It would be really funny. I agree.
I think we're getting a little too greedy with Shedeur being the quarterback and Dion being the coach. I will settle for one or the other. Preferably Shedeur quarterback. And then Dion just being like a parent at a Little League sideline of all these games, except that he's doing it with the Dallas Cowboys.
It would be really funny if Dion Sanders talked about Shedeur's play during press conferences for Colorado.
Yes.
And I think that's actually on the table.
Hey, coach needs to let him throw the ball a little bit more. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's going to be complicated because, like, let's say Paul Feinbaum is correct and like Dion ends up at like USC next year because they run out Lincoln Riley.
That's fun too.
If there's a world in where like Shedeur Sanders is good, like very good in the NFL, but his coach is terrible, it's gonna be like the number one topic all the time on these shows is when are they firing ex head coach for Dion Sanders?
He needs to go to a complete dip bleep organization for that to be on the board. So, all right, Mike Greenberg is bringing up the Cowboys a year after I did this as a bit. Well, I'm going to throw something right back at Mike Greenberg. The starting quarterback and head coach of the New York Jets.
Oh.
That's where it's happening. because those dumbass losers would do that in a heartbeat to try to get attention away from Big Brother, the New York Giants. So when everything hits the fan for the Jets again this year, that's the next step. That is a possibility. You cannot tell me otherwise. I don't know how big of a possibility it is, but I can't wait to see Jake Asman talking about that.
I could see like four or five teams doing this. Okay?
I was going to say, Jimmy Haslam is so upset he signed Deshaun Watson to this contract because of this.
Cowboys,
because of how he played.
Cowboys, Jets, Giants, Raiders. Immediately Raiders popped to the top of my list of like.
Giants are too racist for that. The Giants would never do that.
Yeah. They like Danny Dimes too much and his beard.
What were the other teams you mentioned?
The Raiders.
Raiders would be a fun one, but I think there's good vibes with the Raiders right now in Antonio Pierce.
With Pierce. Yeah.
Two more stories, real brief. Dak Prescott, bum ankle, but he said good conversations were happening about his contract. And Jerry Jones is now saying CD Lamb in an extension. Quote, "We're working conscientiously to get something done," end quote, where last week it was, "I have no urgency to get a deal done."
Okay. Because he put his foot in his mouth and he realized he made a huge mistake.
Speaking of putting feet in mouth, a Cowboys fan put his foot in a Rams fan's mouth on the ground outside of the Rams stadium.
Yeah, I saw that.
I feel like both of them were from Los Angeles.
Both Dodgers fans.
Probably.
They were definitely both Dodgers fans.
Yes.
Yes. Also, Cowboys player Albert Huggins assaulted a Rams coach during a joint practice. So
that video was hilarious.
Texans players gotta make sure that when they have joint practices with the Rams, that doesn't happen to them, because you might see a Rams player want to take it out on another team's coach.
Hurt people.
Like Gerard Johnson, just like keep your eyes.
Head on a swivel, Gerard Johnson.
And I see this story added in our conversation about the Dallas Cowboys, which we do once a week, Joe. This sounds like it's straight out of Always Be podcasting territory, but I'll let you share with the class.
Micah Parsons tweeted, "After 2027, I'm going to take a break from football to prepare for the Olympics. I don't know what sport he's going to play.
Love it.
But he's going to stop playing for the Cowboys after 2027.
Man,
to get ready for the Olympics in 2028.
I like this, too, because this suggests he only needs 1 year of mastering whatever it takes.
Do like 6 months.
He is really... really trying to make me dislike him. I mean, I love watching him as a player so much, and my God, his mouth makes me want to not like him. He is the epitome of the dame that Valcone has with him in the club before Batman brings him out in the Dark Knight and holds him over a ledge.
If you drop me from this side, I won't do anything to me. I'm counting on it.
Drops him and he breaks his ankle, but right before that, my bad, it's not Valcone, it's Maroney, tells the woman that's sitting next to him,
"Man, what makes you think I want to hear you talk?"
And that's sort of where I'm at with Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
The podcasting, I get it, Always Be podcasting, but it's more saying things that if CJ Stroud was sitting next to you, he'd make fun of you for, than it is saying outlandish things like Patrick Beverly is.
Yeah,
or Draymond.
You know, because if he's going to take a break, this means he's probably not talking about flag football. He's probably talking about a different sport.
Yeah. Also, he wouldn't be on the flag football team because he's a linebacker.
He might be a good skill player.
He could play linebacker and tight end.
Yeah, you could play on the defensive side of things, flag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably be your best pass rusher possible for flag football.
They'd probably do something stupid like a five Mississippi pass rush.
Yeah, I bet so.
How they did the 3-on-3 basketball stuff. I have no faith that they'll nail this.
It is Gallant and George. Astros looking to make it 9 in a row tonight and go 11 games above 500 and 4 games above the Seattle Mariners in the AL West. We have come up with a saying for the Astros going forward, and we got a special surprise for you on the other side. And garbage time, stick around.
ESPN 97.5.
Talk to me, tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby. She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves.
Stop.
I go crazy because she looks
stop.
Like a flop. Like
stop, 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 stop. Sean, stop. We were going to, you know, this is a great vibe show. one of the most fun shows we've had on a Friday in a while. But we have some breaking Astros news that explains the call-up of Shea Whitcomb. Per Brian McTaggart, the Astros say Alex Bregman is out of the lineup today due to some swelling in the back of his right elbow. And Alex Bregman is going to have a press conference this afternoon at 3:10.
This is...
And he's in the last year of his contract. And, I mean, who can help but wonder if this is some sort of...
major injury. I mean, like,
God.
Yeah. Now, the wording in the Astros press release is exactly what Brian McTaggart and Chandler and everyone's tweeting, is that Alex Bregman is out of the lineup today due to some swelling in the back of his right elbow. Bregman will be available to the media in the Astros clubhouse this afternoon at 3:10. So, it could be worse. It could be. And I think it's when you see the player is going to meet with the media...
How could it be good?
Exactly.
How can it be good?
That's the red flag.
God, and this is the one spot where you really don't have an alternative unless you want to put Mauricio Dubon there every single day. But even that,
No, I mean, this is why Whitcomb's here. I mean, this is probably he's probably your everyday guy at third. I mean, maybe you're putting Dubon out there, but this is tough. This feels like there's about to be major, major Astros news in the next.
You can't say that again. You can't say that again. You can't say that again.
I don't know. I don't like when a player is like saying they're open. They're going to talk to the media.
Yeah, I don't either. But earlier today we had
because the vibes are good. Now the vibes are bad. Those were good vibes.
This sucks. I don't know what to say other than this just sucks. And you'll hear on the Killer Bees at 3:10 what's happening.
Yeah, I very much hope that this is not the last time we see Alex Bregman in Astros uniform. Coming off hitting 4 home runs in 4 games, followed by the next game being very good again. This would be a big vibe killer for expectations for the 2024 season. Like, if it is Tommy John, which it might not be, we've seen players play.
It's an elbow injury. What else could it be? I'm trying to think. A boo-boo? Did he do...
I go crazy because she looks like a flop, but she stays like a
bee. You know what? That's girl. 6 minutes of She Bangs.
She bangs. She bangs. Thank you.
They should have given him music.
That's not how American Idol used to do it. Dance.
So what do you want me to say?
You know, I have no professional training of singing.
No.
Dancing, so. We didn't believe it either.
Well, that's the surprise of the century.
Simon Cowell, what a jerk. Let the man live his life. I'm sorry, that is all time. I forgot about William Hung on American Idol.
Yeah, I forgot the zinger at the end.
And the reason we played that was because we had just come to an agreement that our new, instead of saying Texan Swarm and making it Astros Swarm, we were going to go Astros Bang!
Now I think it has to be Astros Hurt! Ow!
Oh, yeah, both of those would work.
This is sad news. I hope to God that this is just a poorly written press release and he's going to be out for like the weekend.
They wouldn't give a press conference at 10.
It has to be an IL stint because I don't think they've disclosed who Shea Whitcomb is coming up for, like who's coming off the roster for Whitcomb to come on. So, it might be Bregman.
Chandler Rome again wrote, the Astros haven't put Bregman on the injured list, nor have they announced a corresponding move for Whitcomb's addition to both the 26 and 40-man roster. But, I mean, that makes sense. And he's addressing the media at 3:10. Now, this could be your routine, addressing the media at 3:10 before game press conference. But how many of those are there? I mean, we're
with
not even...
players?
We haven't heard from Kyle Tucker in a very long time. And he declined all interview requests in Tampa Bay this weekend.
If they had already addressed the corresponding move, then I would feel differently. But this does feel as though Bregman's going to meet with the media. They will announce that he is going on the 60-day injured list, and that is going to open up a roster spot in the 40-man roster for Shea Whitcomb. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm hoping. So Julian Morales says it's swelling in the back of his right elbow. Ben DeBose is framing it as it's not a press conference. He's speaking to the media at his locker during the period in which the clubhouse is open to media. It's standard.
Yes.
Not
and
saying
when Ben's
it's for
wrong. He'll hide his account.
I like Ben, but that is true.
He does. I want to like Ben too, but he like trashes the umpires and then he catches.
No, Ben.
So
Ben's war against the umpires makes me laugh.
Yeah,
I like Ben,
but then he gets like so much heat for it, he makes his account private. I understand.
Well, just like I retweeted Jer Bear's anti-Mariners tweet once, and that he got doxxed. I once retweeted something Ben DeBose put, and all the Seattle folks, they got on his ass. In fact, they got in his ass.
Get in my ass.
What a show today.
I gotta lie, this is one of our
we
best.
Had a major slip up that only a few people caught. We're not gonna really address it besides that.
Well, they'll never know.
They'll never know.
They'll never know unless they go and find it.
We also, I don't think either of us can verify that it happened, so.
Well, I kind of said it.
I guess I didn't hear it.
You're talking about that, right?
Yeah. She bangs. That well, clip. You said it. What a day.
One of our best. One of our best. I'm proud of this one. I'm proud of this stanky air that we're leaving in the air for the Killer Bees and running back one talk. For preseason game number three, whatever. I don't care. Astros! Bang! Oh,
sorry.
You guys ruined it. You ruined it. I quit. I'm leaving the station forever. Killer Bees are next. So long. Farewell. Bye.
She bangs. She bangs. Oh, baby. When she moves, she moves. I go crazy.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.